The Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Back on a Monday, and our conversation today, all about Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders, but we're going to talk a little Red Cross blood as part of that this morning. And it's like seeing someone in the wild, John Mitchell, Gene Baker, actually here in studio and not at a blood drive somewhere already.
Glad to be here, Brian.
How are you?
Very
Doing
much
great.
Glad to be
Doing
here.
Great.
Good to have you both. And if you're both here in studio, that means it's time to talk about the blood drive and beat WKU, and that's what we're going to say. You're probably going to say, you know, the what?
Bleed blue to beat WKU.
Okay, so you're bleeding blue too.
Yeah,
you
right.
Got somebody else up in Kentucky, you know.
Yep. The annual 3-day blood battle. It's here.
Gotcha.
It's on
yeah.
us.
It's here. So tell us about the details and when we will be able to come and give some blood. That's 27th through the 29th, I think.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
correct.
Sir. Next
and,
Monday, a week from today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, at the Rec Center on MTSU's campus is our annual MTSU WKU Fall Blood Battle. So we each school has a 3-day blood drive, and whoever collects the most blood gets bragging rights and gets the traveling trophy, which now sits in our office at MTSU. Our athletic department gets their name engraved on it and gets to hold it till the next blood battle. And so we lost it 2 years ago and won it back last year. And but more importantly, it's a friendly competition, but we do want to retain the trophy, have the bragging rights. More importantly, between both schools, we collect anywhere from 700 to 900 or up to 1,000 units.
Wow.
And save 2,500 to 3,000 lives. So that's the important thing. But we do want all the students to know, just come on in to the Rec Center next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, noon to 6 p.m. You've got a lot of cool stuff. You get a custom design MTSU blood t-shirt. You get free home football tickets. You get pizza. You get gift cards. A lot of cool stuff, but mostly, and you get volunteer service hours if you want, but mostly you save lives and help us save lives.
Well, that's obviously the end result there that everybody wants. And John, this has been a cool relationship with both universities, honestly,
locally. And I'd like to add, for the business community or the community outside of MTSU, don't look at this as a MTSU campus exclusive drive. What would really help us get the numbers up that we want is for you to sign up. There's a QR code that we've been sending out at different places, but you know, Gene can tell you how to look it up and sign up. But the blood drives really excel when you sign up early. And so let's say, for instance, you want to support this, get a carpool of people from your office to sign up. And here's the biggest thing. Gene mentioned all these great little add-ons that you get. Free parking, free non-hassle parking at MTSU. That right there is enough to motivate me.
That's like seeing, you know, the albino deer. You know?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's an anomaly that you have to take advantage of. But, you know, if you're MTSU blood or you just want to help save lives and you're not on the campus, again, it would be great if you guys, you know, signed 3 or 4 up, carpooled over there, get your pizza, get your t-shirt, get your tickets, head back to the office, and you'll feel really good about helping save somebody's life.
Now, I know that for the football season, we don't play Western for another few weeks. And it's on into November, right?
This drug drive is 2 weeks before the game. A lot of times it is during the week of the game, but if the game falls late in November, too close to Thanksgiving, we've seen participation drop that late. So we just decided every year to keep it either in September or October, no matter how late the game is. It is 2 weeks before the game, but still, it's still going to be the trophy is awarded at the game during a timeout on the field. So it's still a significant part of
Just wanted people to try to get that into their mind, that it doesn't necessarily go hand in hand in terms of the game that week. And,
right.
And so you're thinking about October the 27th through the 29th for for this. Now, you mentioned students, but anybody can come give and sign up.
Open to the public. Yeah. It is an open to the public blood drive for anyone. As John said, if you're coming from the outside, this is your opportunity for free and easy parking at MTSU. We've cleared it with campus parking. No tickets for this one lot. And you just come and park and walk a very short walk right into the building. And I'll be there to greet you.
Sounds good. Anything else you want to pass along here today about the blood drive?
No, that's all I have. I may give a quick shout out to the Smyrna Fire Department, Smyrna government. They partnered up with us this last weekend for our Sound Alarm Save a Life. We educated 302 people on fire safety and installed 84 smoke alarms. So once again, the Red Cross is all about saving lives in different ways.
When you donate blood, you support all the other things we do, as John mentioned, our disaster services, fire, house fires. You support our service to the armed forces. When you donate blood, you are directly support, that engine supports the entire Red Cross. So keep that in mind. We need 30,000 units of blood every single day in this country. Put your wrap your mind around that figure. 30,000 units every day. Doesn't matter what's going on, if it's Christmas or Super Bowl or Thanksgiving, 30,000 a day. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood in this country. Someone you know and love will need blood to stay alive. So please, it's easy to donate blood. There is nothing to be afraid of. Allow yourself an hour or so. Sometimes at the big MTSU drive, it might stretch a little beyond that, but it's quick, it's easy, and it's powerful.
And especially if you go ahead and sign up now, you know, that's the easy way to do it and make sure you got a good time, right?
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll be putting that on our podcast section. I'll put the link to the blood drive where folks can sign up.
Thank you, sir.
Brian, thank you all for y'all's partnership. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. John Mitchell joining us in studio, along with Gene Baker with the Heart of Tennessee Red Cross here, and the big blood drive is coming up. That's right, October 27th through the 29th. It's the Bleed Blue Beat WKU Blood Drive at the Rec Center on MTSU's campus. Back with more here in just a moment, right here on WGNS.
Holden Hardware has been serving the hardware needs of this community since 1948. This is Raleigh Holden Jr. I want to thank our many customers who have helped to keep us in business all these years. I also want to invite those who may be new to this community or have not been in the store lately to visit us. Come experience a unique hardware buying atmosphere with wood floors, old furniture and fixtures, along with a helpful and knowledgeable sales staff. Holden Hardware on the west side of the public square since 1948.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
We continue our Action Line program this morning, and it's all about MTSU. Today, we're going to be talking with Jamie Simons, right? Jamie is the Jazz Studies Director over at the MTSU School of Music, and I like how you spell your name. That's good. I like that. You didn't really have a lot to do with that, I guess, in the long run. Pull that mic up real close to you there. And you have got something coming up on October 23rd you want to tell us about, which is just this week. This week.
This Thursday, we have the first concert in the MTSU Jazz Artist Series. And this is a series that features professional musicians that come play at MTSU, either bringing their own group or playing with our faculty and students. So this Thursday, it's Nashville's premier jazz trombonist, Roland Barber, and he's bringing his quintet to play with in the hall there, Hinton Hall, at 8 o'clock. So you're all invited to come, and it should be a great show.
So the concert, where do we get tickets, or how does all that work?
Yeah, you can actually, to reserve tickets, just shoot me an email, james.simmons, Simmons with two M's at mtsu.edu, or you can come, you can get them in the lobby before the concert. So just come on. It's free for MTSU students, staff, and faculty. And we also give away a certain amount of tickets for area music students. So if you're playing, if your kids are playing in a high school band and they're interested in hearing some great jazz music, just let us know. And we usually give away some tickets for that, too. So $10 for general audiences, and it should be really great.
Jamie, tell me a little more about Mr. Barber, because it's kind of just a resume that you wouldn't believe, honestly.
Yeah, he's an amazing player, and he really represents kind of the full spectrum of different styles that you have in jazz music. He plays wonderful kind of like older traditional styles. Have you ever seen a trombone player use a plunger mute to play?
On TV.
Yeah, he's
oh, does he use that?
And he's a master of that. Oh. So yeah, that older kind of Duke Ellington style of trombone playing. But he also, you know, he's been taught by some of the trombone masters. He was a student of Steve Touré. So he's also kind of has this modern kind of approach also that he brings. So it's going to be a real diverse set of kind of tunes and repertoire. So
sounds like maybe a little bit of bluesish music.
Yeah, definitely. I think that there's going to be something in store for everybody.
Yeah. Anyone that uses a plunger has got to be a blues, have some blues influence,
right,
at least.
That's right. That's right. That's what it is.
So is this something that you do yearly, or kind of talk to us about this concert series?
We do. We have usually three concerts a year. We'll have two more coming up, one in early March, and then another is the MTSU Jazz Festival, which is in late March this year. And that's something where these last two concerts are usually artists that come and play with the students. So, and the faculty are also involved. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. Just go to the MTSU School of Music webpage, and you can even search in there for jazz, and that whole concert series, MTSU Jazz Artist Series, will show up.
Okay. I will put links to everything that we're talking about here today on there. And not only do you do this here in October, but there's also the Jazz Festival.
That's right.
In what, March?
That's right. And so that'll be, we usually run a whole day of music, have area bands come. Yeah. We have high school and sometimes other college bands come and play, and they'll be taking part in a full day of music. This year, we're hopefully going to have Spanish saxophonist Jesus Santandreu, and he'll probably be here performing with Jazz Ensemble One for that night concert.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Now, is the Jazz Festival, is that an all-day thing or just an evening?
It's an all-day thing.
Okay.
We start at 9 a.m. and we go till like 8:30.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a full day of music.
sounds like it. So, yeah. For those who are interested in any of the things that we've talked about here today, you mentioned your email address a moment ago for tickets for this Thursday's event. Anything else that folks should know if they're interested in coming?
Yeah, follow MTSU Jazz on Facebook. We usually regularly post our events and get our posters up, and some video and all sorts of information on there about our concerts that we have over at MTSU.
Yeah. So, and you know, Hinton Music Hall is very widely used, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very busy place. So MTSU just has so much, honestly. It's a great place to take a free date. So there's music going on constantly, and great music too. I just have so many talented colleagues, and the students there are creating some really, really wonderful memories and some great music happening. So you're all invited to be our guest anytime.
Well, very good. Don't forget, coming up this Thursday, and it's at 8, right?
At 8 p.m.
8 p.m. at the Hinton Music Hall of the Wright Music Building. That's on Falconberry Drive. And good luck with the event, and going to have trombonist Roland Barber out. Going to be a good time. So stop on by, and your email again, give that to us.
James.Simmons@mtsu.edu. That's okay. Simmons with two M's.
I will get that on the podcast. So folks who are listening now, you can take off to the podcast once we have that posted and listen back, and we'll have that address there posted on the website for you. Appreciate you coming in, Jamie.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Our MTSU focus today on the Action Line continues here in just a couple of moments. So we invite you to stay tuned here on WGNS and Big G TV.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer. Talk a little livestock and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hi, Murfreesboro. This is Amanda from Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street. If you prefer puffy cheeks and cute little whiskers, come check out all of our pocket pets, such as hamsters, gerbils, mice, and rats. It's here at Animal City. We have a great small animal selection downstairs and all of the supplies to keep them healthy and happy. This is Amanda from Animal City. We are so proud to be Murfreesboro's pet destination for 35 years. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, family owned and operated.
Back here on the Action Line as our MTSU focus continues today, and we're going to talk about the True Blue Tour. That's for student recruitment, and in studio with us, John Davis. John, you are the Assistant Director of Undergraduate Transfer Admissions. Yes, did I get all that right? Wow.
That's correct.
Okay.
So
how do you get all that on a business card?
It's a lot. It's a mouthful for sure. But mostly my specialization is with our transfer students. So students that have started at another school, especially we have great partnerships with our community colleges. Mm-hmm. And usually once they graduate with their two-year degree, we're going to kind of facilitate their journey into MTSU for their four-year degree.
Awesome. So Molly, you're going to have to help me say your last name.
Okay. Mim.
Oh, well, that's easy enough.
Super easy.
It looks worse, you know.
Yes.
That's, you know, it looks worse than it is.
Yeah.
In terms of trying to say it.
Yes,
right?
For sure.
Okay, and the coordinator of tours and events. So, what is this big recruitment push that's coming up?
Yeah. So we've got our True Blue Tour. We've been doing that for a couple weeks. We're at our halfway point, just kind of over it. So it's where we essentially pack MTSU in a van, all of its people, all of its great things, and we take it to other places. So it's a great way for students and counselors to come and meet with different departments and then also have a chance for some scholarships and things like that.
Nice. So do you have... I'm just reading this kind of cold here off the top of my head here, but you've got some upcoming mid-state stops here, actually starting this week, it looks like.
Sure, I think we're in Gallatin this mm-hmm. week, so I know I'll be there at that one. I know the big one that we're talking about is 11-11, which is going to be actually on MTSU's campus.
Yeah.
So we'd love to see all the Murfreesboro residents come out for that one. You do not have to be a 17-year-old high school senior to attend one of these. Anybody interested in school is welcome to come. Anybody can win a scholarship. And we like to talk about how one out of every three MTSU students is a non-traditional student, meaning they don't fit into that 18 to 20 year old kind of cookie cutter idea of a student. So
right.
There might be people that, you know, did one semester of college, 20 years ago, but they still want to finish that degree. We'll come out and out to the True Blue Tour, talk to some people. There's lots of folks there, lots of goodies to give away. Of course, we'll be doing the scholarship drawings. So kind of no matter what your interest is, there'll probably be someone interesting there for you to talk to. And like I said, you're going to get fed well, and who knows, maybe you'll make some money out at the same time.
Now, are they all luncheon type things?
So it's kind of like a two-part event. Okay. So it starts at, we do our counselor luncheon at the first part. That's typically around 12:30. And so your local high school counselors, they come out to that and they meet with the department so they know what to tell their students when they come to their office asking questions about MTSU. And then the president goes on and gives scholarships for each school that comes. They get a scholarship to take back with them to their school to give out to their students.
Wow.
And then in the evening, we have our student reception at 6:30, and students come out to that. And then the president, everyone that checks in, he puts your name into kind of a bag, and he draws out scholarships. It's a really great opportunity for students, especially those that, you know, haven't been to college before and don't know a lot about, you know, financial aid and just all of the things that are offered, because our MT One Stop Financial Aid comes to every single stop, every single session. So they're there to kind of help ease those nerves for students.
Well, it's like going on the Oprah Winfrey Show, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. Everybody, it's a very similar. Yeah, it's a lot of very similar energy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Make it fun, and you know, just. If the president's giving it away, it's okay. So
exactly.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a really fun event. And, you know, this may be the first and only chance you have in front of a potential student. So
right.
you mm-hmm. make a big impression.
Mm-hmm.
So the event at MTSU, that's on, is that Veterans Day? 11:11, I think so, mm-hmm. that afternoon. So they're on the MTSU campus, also in Gallatin, Nashville, and Franklin. So I'm sure that if anyone that's listening, or maybe you have family that live out of town and you're hoping that your grandson will come to MTSU, you know, and you live out of the state and you're sending this podcast or whatnot to them, what is the best way for a student outside of this event maybe to find out all about MTSU?
Well, they could always email us admissions@mtsu.edu, and we'll make sure that we get kind of the correct person to kind of get back to them.
Yeah.
We have an awesome website. I always think the greatest introduction is going to be our program page, which is mtsu.edu/programs. And that's basically an A to Z list of every single major that we offer. So students can spend some time there, kind of see a couple of degrees that are interesting to them, and then maybe show up to our True Blue Tour Saturday preview days and actually speak to someone in that college, in that department. We do have the Saturday preview day where they can actually tour the facilities, get a free lunch, you know, talk to a lot of people. So I would say maybe start online, reach out to us in admissions, and then consider coming to one of our events. And that'd be a great introduction to all the resources MTSU can offer.
So November 1st is the next recruiting event.
Yeah, that'll be the Saturday preview day,
okay.
which is on the MTSU campus.
Gotcha.
So True Blue Tour, we're going out to them.
Right.
Preview day, they can come to us.
Yep.
That sounds like good, a lot of good fun. Anything else you want to mention before our time gets away?
I don't think so.
To sign up for these events, both the preview day and the True Blue Tour, go to mtsu.edu/RSVP.
Okay, easy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our time here on the Action Line from WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 9:00.